Hello, guys.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to a very, very smexy
episode of the AV Club with your host, Susie.
And your other host, Shirley. And guess what, guys? We're looking at each other in the eyes as we're saying this.
It's so creepy.
It makes me really uncomfortable.
It's not good.
I don't like talking to you like this.
Actually, I love it. It's very comforting.
Wholesome. Stop playing footsie with me, Susie.
I'm not. That's your foot.
No, but guys, welcome back to episode of AV Club. Obviously, I unfortunately missed our last episode due to some unforeseen illnesses. Yeah. But Melody, if you're listening to this, girl,
I'm sorry.
I miss you.
Even we do miss you, Melody. You should come back onto the pod.
Yeah, you must.
But yeah, no, that was a really good episode. Loads of fun.
Yeah.
And then I think we had with Shara, though. I don't think that was like an AV Club episode.
No, that was our regular episode. That was our
Harry and Meghan special.
Yeah.
Because, guys, we have to have a special of Harry and Meghan all the time.
Of course. Every single time someone, one of them, does something new, we must, you know, because, like, I mean, they're the faces of interracial love, guys.
Oh, my God.
That sounds so problematic.
Yeah.
But yeah, like moving on from interracial love and into like stuff. Actual things.
Into the AV Club. Like what have other people been paying attention to other than Harry and Meghan? What has been going on? What have you been watching?
Well, minus Love Island. This year I'm not going to take it upon myself to discuss Love Island because...
Why not?
It's terrible.
Because you said it's the winter shenanigans, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't mind the winter shenanigans because they're like, you know, based in Cape Town and it's a beautiful stuff. So Susie's about to like trash the whole house for a glass of wine, guys. Mm-hmm. But no, like I don't hate it thinking like it's, you know, set up in like Cape Town and whatnot. But like it's what I think I'm realizing that I'm getting too old to like keep up with this.
Yeah, when the mature contestants are 26, you think.
You know what I mean? Right, but currently like these two boys and like they're just stressing me. Like just yesterday they done the whole players and I was like, no.
Sick.
Not in 2023.
We called those F-boys back in the day.
We do not like, not in 2023. Anyways, I did just say that I'm not going to go on a tangent about Love Island because other than Love Island, I have been watching Love Life. Have you watched Love Life?
What's Love Life?
Love Life is a Netflix show, if I'm correct. Well, not if I'm correct. I am correct. It's a Netflix show. I just don't know whether it's called Love Life or not.
Was it like Love?
Yeah.
Like Robot?
I'm going to have to get all my stats up on this because I literally just started watching it the other day. However, it is on Netflix. You'll find it on Netflix. Yeah. I have specifically only watched season two. Mm-hmm. Season one happens to have Anna Kendrick in it, and I don't know, my Netflix, I wanted to watch it, but my Netflix put me on season two immediately. Like, it didn't
and you
even
just
bother.
Watched it?
Yeah, the first time ever watching it, my Netflix literally put me straight onto season two.
What?
I think they're standalones, but also they're not. I know for not, Anna Kendrick is in it, like I said. Both season one and season two. I think she's the main in season one, but in season two, this black guy is the main, and it's pretty much like him like swiving through his like love life. Mm-hmm. Without putting too many spoilers into it, first episode, freaking amazing.
Of season two.
Yeah, sorry, first episode of season two. Freaking amazing. Pretty much he's in an interracial relationship at first, and he's not questioning it. Right. No issues, nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Until he meets a certain somebody.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, his relationship that seemed so perfect now has its little holes in it.
Aren't they all?
Aren't they all? And yeah, to be fair with you, it's actually quite shan what he does to her. I hate it. I absolutely freaking hate
it. What are the themes in it? Like, okay, if you were going to pitch it in 30 seconds, how would you pitch it?
It's pretty much like the story of a man and his love life. Mm-hmm. Like how he's like fundamentally fucked up each and every single relationship, all because of this one person. Mm-hmm. And he finally gets this one person. Again, I don't want to have spoilers because I just spoiled it for you by saying that he finally gets that person. However,
it was a spoiler until you said it was a spoiler.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he meets this person and like everything just kind of revolves around her. He has other sexual partners, obviously, like in the space and time, like a good couple of these 10 episodes. Each episode has a new sexual partner. Mm-hmm. So like, it's just freaking great, dude.
So it's like Dahmer, but
yeah.
Nobody dies?
Yeah, nobody dies. Oh, actually, not even like Dahmer, because Dahmer was just ill. No, like this guy is fine. His own issue is just basically him falling in love with this girl, although he's already in a relationship. Like, I love the way that it discusses thingies as well, because it doesn't look into like too much depth, like the difference between like interracial relationships and like black on black relationships. Like, it just looks at them in such a neutral way that you would never, do you know what I mean?
That's cute.
I really, really appreciated that show. But that's me. That's me. Mm-hmm.
What about yourself?
I have been deep into Severance.
Yes, you have.
I've lost my whole mind, lost my whole orientation of my place in the world because of Severance. So for those of you that have not seen this, and I'm... If you think White Lotus will get you in a tiz and a bind, you need to watch Severance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on Apple TV and it's directed by Ben Stiller.
No way!
Ben Stiller, and I think it's also produced by his production company.
Okay, Ben!
So at first you're thinking, this is clearly comedy because Ben Stiller is obviously known for comedic things. Mm-hmm. And actually, I always find that comedians are just so much more in touch with the more drama, sadness, all that stuff. Because I guess to make someone laugh, you kind of have to know what doesn't make them laugh, what makes them sad. And all that stuff. It's got Adam Scott, Britt Lauer, Patricia Arquette. It's got a lot of familiar faces. Like, if you have a look on IMDb, all that stuff, like, you notice, like, a lot of the faces, like, you know them. Like,
You know them, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know them, you've seen them on loads of TV shows. But anyways, yes, so Severance. So it's like sci-fi, psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm.
It's about separating your work self from your life self. So in this universe, they've discovered this new procedure where you go in into the workplace. So you sign a contract, all this stuff, you're agreeing to be severed.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is they're going to implant a chip into your head so that when you get into that elevator to go down to do your work, the second you go down to that elevator, it separates your mind into two. So when you're at work, you do not remember anything to do with your life at all.
Personal life.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. All you know is your work, which on the flip side of that means that you are always at work. 9 till 5. The second it gets to 5, you get back in that lift, but guess what? Bing! Now your normal self. And your normal self can't do what? Remember what you do at work at all. So you have colleagues, best friends, all of that at work. You don't even know who your colleagues are. You don't even know what you do for work. All you know is you turn up to work, you get into that lift, and suddenly you're back in the lift, your shift is done.
I think I've seen the first episode of this, actually. We've had this discussion with the one where, like, he just wakes up on the table. The girl just wakes up on a table.
Yes.
And, like, speaking to, like, a little...
Yep. Who are you? That's the first question.
Yes, and that's the question they keep asking.
Yeah. All that stuff to try and engage if, like, the Severance chip is working.
Okay.
And it's just so interesting because, obviously, all of us are always crying about work-life balance, naturally, because you spend a lot of your time at work. And you should, in a way, also be able to enjoy your real life. But sometimes it's really, really difficult to enjoy your life because you're thinking about work or workplace stress or just like loads of other things. So it's basically saying, if you had the choice, would you choose to separate your work from your life? But.
Oh, I like big buts.
But. So here you are at home enjoying a life free of work. Because for all intents and purposes, guess what? You don't work. Right? Because it's never you that is doing the work.
Yeah, okay.
But the flip side is you're always at work.
That is mad.
You're always at work. You don't get to leave work. You don't even know if you have a wife, a husband, kids, dogs, cats. You don't know. You literally have no idea what the hell you do outside of work. Anyway, and to keep them all, like, compliant and stuff, when they start getting, you know, like, oh my God, this is actually a little bit wild. I'm trying to leave. Like, I want to quit. In order to quit, you've got to submit a resignation to your outie, who's, like, the person that's, like, outside when you're not at work. And the person that's outside, not at work, has the final say, and they can just say no. And this is what you've got. There's nothing you can do.
Mad.
Because you're literally talking to yourself. Because your yourself outside doesn't ever remember what you do. So even if you're screaming, you're like, I fucking hate this job.
That is mad.
I want to quit.
That's really got me on one. Because like for some of us, that code switch.
Yeah.
Boy, that's not the same person.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah. It's so good. But also you have to remember that in order for you to be like, I quit,
you have to, in essence, terminate your life as a workie, like as you working, because you would have to make that conscious decision. Say you've been working there for 2 years, that's like a stupid amount of hours that you've been technically awake in the workplace, making workplace friends, all of that. For you to submit that resignation is for you to say, guys, I'm done. I'm ending it. Because those two elements of yourself are never connected.
I know.
And also, when people don't turn up for work, the rest of the people that turned up for work in the workplace are like, oh, what happened? And you could never come back. Like, say you're just sick and maybe you just decide to quit the job.
On sick days.
Yeah, on sick days, it's just kind of like you're not there, but the other people are still there and they're like always wondering if you're ever going to come back, because bear in mind, they don't know if you called in sick.
Because they don't know you.
They don't know you. They don't know you, right? So maybe you quit your job or whatever. They just have to mourn your loss as if you died, because they just never got to say bye to you.
That's a madness.
Yeah.
That's a madness.
Severance. It deserves the Emmys, the Golden Globes. Okay, it got me thinking about everything. Everything that I've ever... My God.
I'm going to check that out.
Would you do it?
It's a bit of a sticky one still, isn't it?
Because you would never know what you did down there. You wouldn't even know the kind of pain that you're in, like emotionally. You could absolutely hate your... I mean, you can get fired. But imagine you absolutely hate your job. You wouldn't know.
Home, you wouldn't know.
Nope.
Home, you wouldn't know. So you could come home from work and be like, I actually don't hate my job. And then you wake up and go in the next. I think I could do it, Susie.
Would you do it to yourself?
I think I could do it.
What if your self at work hates it?
Self at work hates it, but like...
And then they're submitting like a resignation, like, Shirley, don't ever bring me back here.
Self at work, Shirley could easily get herself fired. Like, shows like this actually underestimate some of us that are not normative thinkers.
Like, neurodivergent.
What happened?
I don't understand.
She was butt naked on that table.
It takes a lot to get fired. That's what I was saying.
Like, how many, like, do you know how easy it is to get fired?
It's hard to get fired if you've got a brain chip in your head.
But, like, what about, like, misdemeanors? Like, things that you should not...
Oh, I'm not going to spoil this.
Like,
I'm
what if my boss caught me having sex with my colleague... On top obviously, of
fraternizations moves. Are not allowed. Quite exactly.
That's how easy it is.
All I'm saying is the punishment is wild.
What's the...
The punishment is wild.
It's an actual punishment for
getting fired. No, it's worse than being fired.
Did they kill you?
It's worse.
What's worse than death?
I won't say. All I'm saying is...
humiliation.
Oh, it's not even that.
What the hell?
It's really bad.
But it...
All I'm going to say is watch Severance.
I'm going to do it.
It's just so good. Oh, it's so good.
I'm going to do it.
And the twist at the end, chef's kiss.
Twists at the end, as if that show is not enough of a twist as it is.
Oh, okay. It's good. I cannot wait for season two. On my list of things that I'm looking forward to, Severance season two is right up there on it. Second thing. Have you watched The Last of Us?
Played the whole damn game.
You played it?
Played the whole damn game.
Okay.
3 times.
Yeah.
Best thing ever put on a PS. Ever.
What? One or two?
Have not seen the movie. Sorry, the television show.
Okay. I'm the opposite. I watched
the first 10 minutes where before his...
Yeah.
Again, spoiler, Shirley. Before his daughter dies.
I mean, there's a reason she's not in the cover art.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, even for me, like, so like I said, I played this game maybe like 5 years ago when it first came out. And then they remastered it for like the new PS, if I'm correct. But I played it initially when it was still on PS3. And I remember thinking to myself when I watched like the first 10 minutes of The Last of Us, I was like, where's Ellie? It's like, oh, damn.
She gone.
No, like as in Ellie is the main character.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The daughter gone.
Yep.
I was like...
Was it Hannah? Sarah?
Sutton.
Sarah.
It's a name. Hannah. It's Sutton. But yeah, no. Sure. I have been dying to watch it. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, the whole thing from beginning to end, I just want to watch it because that damn movie... Sorry, the damn game.
Why aren't you watching it?
I've got too many things to watch.
True.
I've got a lot to watch.
Well, I'll say, like, from a person who has not played the game because they're too chicken...
And thus you should be. You should be.
I don't like horror games, thriller games or anything. I'm one of those people that screams when they get burgled in Sims. So, do you know how many nightmares I had in the Sims 2, sorry, Sims 1, Sims 2, Sims 3, the whole thing?
No, Susan.
Every time I got burgled, I'd have to pause, turn off my computer screen. Wait, no, sorry, you couldn't pause it.
Burgled.
Right. It's because the music was just so, you know what I mean? I would literally have to turn off the screen so that I couldn't see my Sims getting burgled. Because it was just too traumatic.
It's funny that you say that. Because in the new Sims, I don't know if it's the new Sims. I've only ever played the new Sims. I've not played any of the old Sims. But when I first found out that your characters can die.
Yeah.
And the creepy people just mortal. Like follows you around.
Yeah.
It follows your character around. And I remember one time, like, one of my characters was evidently about to drown. Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything, like, on my controller.
Yeah,
like, stand move, up. Like, move away from the pool. The Green Reaper is just there in the corner, like, having his wee kiki kakas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that there, because the music goes boom, boom, boom. Like, the violins.
I do feel you on that one.
I do feel you a lot. But The Last of Us is a very, very scary game.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't want to. Here's the other thing that people keep on saying. Nothing against The Last of Us and everything. People keep on saying, oh, it's the most scariest type of zombie because it's based in realism. Because, of course, the cordyceps virus, cordyceps fungus is an actual real thing. And it is something that does affect living organisms, like in plants and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I still would rather not face the 28 days later zombies. I know that's for sure.
No, that's very, very true.
Rage virus.
That is very, very true.
Rage virus.
Rage virus.
Are you serious?
Mental.
Are you actually serious?
Mental.
The world I don't want to live in is in 28 days later mental. World.
No.
I could probably live with the fungus.
We're a mess and stay inside. I don't fucks with anything that's got zombies in it. Like,
for fast instance, zombies.
I stopped watching The Walking Dead because of that reason.
See, just, Walking Dead zombies are okay. I think I could survive that one because, I mean, people just stare and they're like, ah. Why is a zombie walking towards me, but I'm not doing anything to move away out of its hand? But nah. The ones that run?
That scares me.
Are you serious?
That scares me. That scares me. But we were actually on the topic of thingies earlier on, like plot twists, when you were telling me about plot twists.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not as far as I am, but I feel like this is something that we definitely need to discuss because I don't think we've discussed it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Attack on Titan is serious.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan is serious. Attack on Titan is potentially one of the most serious things I have watched since.
Mm-hmm. Right, from the beginning.
Scandal. Scandal was the last thing that made me feel as excited as Attack on Titan.
Scandal with Kerry Washington?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because every single episode was a plot twist. Every single episode
Until her and especially her dad started doing those long-ass speeches.
Like, he'd just come in and then it would just be like
Olivia,
a 10-minute section of him being like, Olivia, Olivia, Olivia.
It would be like, and this is why you can't do this. And she'd be like, well, this is why, Father, and I can't do this because you did this. And it would just be like,
no.
Get a therapist.
Like, both of y'all get a therapist.
Get a therapist.
Please, I'm begging you.
Can this be done over email?
Nah, I feel that. I mean, like, to be fair with you, I do feel like if Erin Hugo was to get a therapist, then Attack on Titan wouldn't have happened. like, at all. Like, yeah. For those of you guys who have watched the most recent season, because Susie, if I'm correct, I believe you're on...
I've got the last
final part, season, part one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you still need to watch part two.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about part one so far.
Without doing any spoilers, I think that Attack on Titan is still one of the better, more brutal, realistic, realism, new concept type of animes, which seems like a really, really long sentence, but it is, I don't know, without actually going into it, like, I don't want it because obviously it's a huge thing for people that don't have Attack on Titan on Crunchyroll and all those things.
Yeah.
Like, most of it on Netflix is still on season two.
I don't think Attack on Titan's on Netflix anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely. Which I find that mad because, like, Attack on Titan is actually one of my first opening animes, like, as in one of the first that I ever watched.
Oh my God.
Between that and So I kind of started watching Attack on Titan, Bleach, and Death Note all at the same time. Because everybody told me that Avatar Golden wasn't Trio. Good enough. The Golden Trio.
Avatar is not an anime. It was literally made in the US. By Nickelodeon.
I don't care.
By Nickelodeon.
I don't care.
Why? Was it? It wasn't even on Toonami.
I don't care. Jetix. Yeah, I do feel you. So I was like, nah, let
wasn't
me
even
actually...
on Jetix, Shirley.
And Jetix, it was Jetix.
Remember Martin Mystery?
Nah.
Totally Spies?
Totally Spies. I was watching that just yesterday, actually, funnily enough. Totally Spies and Winx Club. But yeah. Nah, like, they were my first opening animes and absolutely loved season one. Absolutely loved season two. Mm-hmm. Season three confused the hell out of me. So I was like, nothing is making sense. I'm currently on a rewatch, by the way, as we're speaking. I'm on a rewatch. And like, see, putting the dots together on rewatch, wild. Like, better than any like Marvel Easter egg you will ever find in your life. Like, I'm telling you, wild.
For Attack on Titan?
Wild, yeah.
Like, I bet there's loads of clues.
Like, everything is a clue. And that's what perplexes me. It's like, how did I miss that? How did I miss that? How did I miss any of this? And then like... Because, like, for instance, okay, I can talk about season one and two. Right?
Spoilers.
I can talk about season one and two.
You haven't watched Attack on Titan, then tune out now.
Go up.
Check the synopsis on Wikipedia.
But, so seasons one and two, right? So, for instance, like, we find out about Annie and we find out about Bertold and we find out about Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
How did we not know about Bertold and Reiner? I'm sorry, but how the hell did we not know?
Yep.
I'm currently watching season two right now and I'm like...
Like, they clearly must have been working as a team.
Yeah, but also Reiner is, like, high-key, like, insane. Like, conked. Like, actually conked in the minds because this G was out here trying to make friends with everybody. He was
and when you watch the show, you're just like, oh, he's just a comrade.
Like, you're disgusting right now. Like, you're actually disgusting. But then who's not? Because then he... There's a whole
redemption
arc.
All I want
to
know is...
There's a redemption arc.
But Gorilla Titan. Gorilla Titan makes me laugh.
Gorilla Titan finna eat you alive. Yeah. That there, when that truth comes out, Susie.
I love it.
You're gonna question your parents.
I literally love it.
You're gonna question your mom and dad as if they knew what was going on in the first place.
It's just the way that he chucks them.
He hurls
it's
them.
It's so aggressive. It's so aggressive. Can I just say, as far as one of the worst ways to die goes in any anime in any universe, forget about a zombie bite, the way that I don't want to be taken out is by like a hail of rocks,
and it literally is a hail of rocks. It's not even just one rock he
pebbles, boulders, and pebbles.
This man picks up pebbles and makes them bullets. Like, that is literally how he does. Like, in season two there's a scene where he's just like climbing up and down the wall of Shigan Shinan and like, but why are you climbing like that? Like, why are your arms the same length as your entire body?
It's when he grabs the rocks and he just, like, throws them and they just go, like, bombs through buildings and people. I'm like, no, thank you.
I think they call him the Beast Titan.
No, because you can't outrun that at all.
Now, when that truth comes out, Susie, you'll be shook off to the core, my G. You will be...
About what's in the cellar?
Oh, like, we all know what's in the cellar.
Anyway.
And what's in the cellar is meant to be the truth behind everything.
I think that's where I got to. Like, Aaron was going to go into the cellar.
Stop watching now and save your mental health.
Okay.
Because, like, honestly.
So, wait. I've also got a question because, obviously, we're clearly on a rewatch. And we're rewatching Bleach, it looks like, by the two of us.
That's what we've been watching together, technically.
Bleach. Are you going through the filler?
Oh, girl. Remember how 2 weeks ago you asked me what episode I'm on and I told you that Rukia was being saved from being executed by the Soul Society?
Mm-hmm.
I moved.
Wow. I'm on like episode 90 now.
Shut up.
Yes.
So like is it the Bound arc?
Yeah, Bound arc. Bound. But yeah, anyone who loves a little shonen anime, like a little action-packed anime, you like engrossing plots but don't have the time, you only have 20 minutes to watch something, watch Bleach.
Bleach is the way.
Honestly, don't bother with the like dub.
Fillers and
not about the dub. Would say no. Honestly, guys, if the option ever comes up, always watch an anime in Japanese and watch the subtitles.
I 100% agree with you on almost all of that. However, I would like to say, but mainly that's just because with things like Bleach for me. It's so long that there's a lot of fillers, and I know there'll be a lot of episodes where I'm not necessarily watching. I'm just doing other things. Mm. And I don't have the time to be like looking up at the screen to read the thingies. And I know a lot of anime watchers would be like, nah, just say you can't read, Shirley. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't read. I don't have the time to be looking up at the screen to look at the thingies, to hear context. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can just work off context if I'm listening to a dub. Amazing. And then I work my life that way. For instance, Attack on Titan, I watched that all in sub in the first go.
Mm-hmm.
And watching it back on dub, I realized how much I missed.
Huh. Okay, so let's talk about Oscar nominations. Not too...
No, it's fine. Oscar nominations. I am not clued up on Oscar nominations, actually.
Okay, well, here's some good news. Have you watched Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Mm-mm.
Well, you're missing out. You're missing out because Michelle Yeoh, who you know and you love from Star Trek Discovery.
Of course.
Yes.
And like a lot of Marvel films.
Yes. So she's been nominated for Best Actress.
One Asian actress.
Well, sorry, Best
Lead. In all of Hollywood. Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
I'm happy for her also because damn.
I'm so happy for her. But you should also watch Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can take it on two planes, to be honest. It's very multiverse, multi-whatever. It is all about the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not. It's up to you how you
perceive it. Oh, yeah. I love
it. It's absolutely up to you. And honestly, I'm so, so happy. Mm-hmm. Angela Bassett has made that.
Yes.
I'm super, super excited about that.
Angela Bassett, I hope you win this, but I do have to talk about, like, Black Panther.
What? You didn't like her? You didn't like her? What?
You know I don't like any Black Panther films, right?
You don't?
No.
This is news.
We've discussed this so many times.
Why don't you like
Okay.
Them? Okay, listen, I don't rate, like, I don't know. When people are like, oh, it was the best film ever. I'm like,
no.
It was like a 7-8.
Y'all are caught chasing.
It's like a 7-8. It's like a 7-8.
Exactly. Y'all are caught chasing. When Black Panther 1 came out, I hated the whole emphasis. Okay, like, oh, this is going to send the air. This is a very, very techie sentence. As a Marvel fan, as a fan of the comics, I've read all of this. I love it. And I do understand that we were, you know, celebrating like Black film.
Okay, for that, it is amazing. It is fantastic. As far as superhero origin stories goes.
No, because I still do feel like they bastardized the shit out of African culture.
Not, they made it all one, like, homogenous African culture.
Which I see, I get what they were trying to do, but I feel like it could have been done differently.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first L, which is why I can't even be happy about the whole togetherism and the blackness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, actually, it just goes back to bastardizing the culture, those fucking accents.
Mm. Yeah, it's
Mbaku was the one that had it.
I guess the thing about Nigerian. Wakanda and the whole thing is it's all very West African.
This is the thing. It is. It's all West African. So why the fuck and did you like, take all of Southern Africa's culture and shove it up its rear end?
But that's what I was going to say is, like, isn't, like, Wakanda basically DRC sort of that area?
Thank you.
And it's like, it's a bit weird, you guys, because you're not really, thank you. Like, I didn't see any that's Southern African cultures and truly, like, fully represented despite being
really?
In that region.
That's what I mean. Like, they butchered the shit out of Kosa.
But this is the thing.
They butchered the shit out of, like, Sotho. They, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a thing
that's happening, and we obviously saw it coming, where, like, literally the representation of one people's is just boiled down to like one sort of geographical area, and in this case it kind of tends to be a little bit West Africa, and we're happy for you, we're really happy, but you know, Bantu people, you know what I mean?
It's
we're happy,
like
we're
really happy.
Yeah. Obviously, representation matters. But man,
they really tried. They tried, and I'll give them that.
But it's then Hollywood. Again. But then, okay, but we can't also be salty and mad for like Nollywood for speaking loud, and being the one.
No, we can't be mad.
Picked up. For
we can't be mad. But I just think that it just goes like, to show you the great gaps in Hollywood, because I know for free.
Do we have any Southern African actresses that are like?
I'm not going to say
her. The only Southern African entertainer that I can see maybe is Doja Cat. That's right, it. Yeah. Doja can like maybe get a claim.
Well, if you're going to talk about entertainers, you've got your Doja Cat, your Trevor Noah's, like, there's those people.
But as far as, like, actresses?
If someone says Lupita, that Charlize's name, Lupita, I swear like to God, I'm coming in like
a... No, but it's just Charlize. I mean, she gets a pass for shooting her dad in the face.
She did.
Yeah.
Was he a farm owner, Charlize? Just tell
us. He was a violent domestic abuser and he tried to go for her mom to try and kill her. So she picked up the gun and she shot him dead.
That is disgusting. Mm-hmm. But that is also like...
You go.
You go on yourself.
You did what you needed to do.
Go on yourself. Wow. Go on yourself, hen. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, that's...
Mental, huh?
Isn't it?
Mental.
Do you know what? You can be South African. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. But yeah, no, that's just like my Black Panther rant. But I really do hope that Angela Bassett does get that...
It was okay. It was okay.
Angela's black, so we just...
I think we were all on the wave of T'Challa's death.
I just hated the way that people were like, that movie was a 10 out of 10.
When it's not a 10 out of 10.
As a Marvel fan, you have the actual chest to say that movie was a 10 out of 10?
No, but lots of... Yeah, I think Black Panther number 2 was much better than number 1, my opinion.
Yes.
I think...
Yes.
It needed the heart and less of the showy.
Yes. Yes. And let's not forget Rihanna dropping us that one song. I like that song. It reminded me of Rihanna.
Lift me up.
It reminded me of like Stay Rihanna. Like, let's sing power ballads even though our voice is kind of like not doing it anymore.
No.
I'm joking, Rihanna. Your voice is still doing the boo.
Girl!
Really?
I didn't like that one. It's missing a melody. And on that note,
that'll do it.
And on that note, thank you all for listening to this episode of the podcast. It's nice and short and sweet, but that's what we're like, apart from Shirley, who is medium and sweet. Anyways,
I like that actually.
Yes. Anyways, like guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, then do give us a follow on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all of that at BlackScottPod, at Susie Mwanza on all your socials,
and at Medium Robust. I'm
joking. Oh my god. I thought you changed it.
I'm joking. That all my socials are still at Thickness Prime, but lads, I think I might be changing it soon.
Yeah. But also, guys, check out our coffee.
KOFI.
It's KO-FI.
Coffee.com/
BlackScottPod if you'd like to buy us a wee cup of coffee.
Yeah, like Kofi Annan without that Annan.
Yeah. All right, guys. This has been good, and we'll see you next time.
Good evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye.